his first time on mic? Or not you, obviously.
I mean, I've done singing before, but this is a little different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the whole perspective.
Have you heard
of
your, like, your actual voice before?
Yeah. Which is actually really important when you're singing.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
make
yeah.
sure you're on pitch. And then you could control the levels of other instruments going in and out.
Yeah.
Other
you,
singers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's how I ended up learning.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I would put her on negative five.
Yeah. What about you, Mary? Is this your first time on mic like this?
To where I can hear myself, but I've had to record myself. I had to do all the recordings for my job, but
yeah. And I used to hear you on mic in the basement at the church. Yeah, yeah. That was always that was always a good time. Well, yeah, cuz it was funny cuz like you'd be like, you know, you had your main mic that you were singing into. And that was directly connected to a box in the basement. So, like, only your voice was coming out of that little speaker in the basement. So, like, every time we went to the bathroom or whatever, it was fun. But, yeah, I'm just going to go into introductions, though. We'll just get right into it. I'll do my spiel quick. Welcome to Hero Worship. This is a podcast where I interview big heroes from small places. This week's shout out goes to Miss Franz, my junior high teacher that got me into theater in the first place. So thank you, Miss Franz, for inspiring me to do that. This week I have on my cool aunt Linda and my cousins. That's Linda. And then now we have my cousins Megan and Mary. Say hello, Megan.
Hello from sunny California.
Yep, they do reside in the sunny California. And then we have Mary over here.
Hello, hello.
And then first time on the podcast is my father, Brian LeBaron, Pastor Brian.
Hello from Polo.
Yes, we are in Dad's house right now, Polo, Illinois, right by his church, Polo United Methodist, right? Yeah.
Marco lives down the street.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mark, there's a lot of oddly named streets in this town. Like, we're off of, Dixon right now?
Yes, we're off of Dixon Road, intersecting with Marco Avenue.
Yeah, and then there's...
Home of the Polo Marcos.
Yeah, and I noticed there was a Mason Road, like, a few blocks away, too. So is this, like, a kind of Civil War kind of inspired, like, naming system? Do you know it all? I was just going to, you know...
They have an affection to the Asian explorer Mr. Marco. Of days gone by.
Yeah. The famous Marco Polo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this week we have Linda on because Linda was one of my, you know, big inspirations growing up. You were part of the, you know, the other family that, like, I got to experience every now and again, which was really nice.
Well, thank you.
Because, you know, when did you move out to, out of Illinois originally?
Third grade?
Okay.
Very young.
Yeah, yeah. What was that?
I think 8 or 9.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you remember from that?
I remember going back to San Diego, and then... I remember getting on a bus and riding all the way to New York City.
From San Diego to New York City?
Yes, with my big doll I took. I was allowed to take my big 3-foot doll.
That's like about as far across the country as you could go. Like,
and
that's...
then we boarded a plane and flew to Sicily.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I've even heard this story before.
That's where I lived for a couple years.
Wow. I didn't even know that. What was that like?
It was pretty cool. Yeah. I'd love to go back.
Yeah, yeah.
Catania, Sicily.
Yeah, and you haven't been back since then?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. No. Did you pick up any of the language at all while you were there?
I spoke Italian fluently, but then I forgot it. You know, you don't
You don't use it for a while and where did you come when you came back from Sicily? Where did you guys come back to?
We came back to somewhere in Illinois, I think Arlington Heights, for a while because Phil went to Vietnam.
Okay.
And then we went to my grandmother's for a while, and God knows where. We ended up down in Marion, Illinois for a year.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then from there, we went to Texas.
Okay. So you had a lot of moving around
as a kid. Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. When did it? When did you kind of settle out? Like, was there a
ninth grade?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, when you were getting into like high school and stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, did you? I forget. Did you go to school with? I'm blanking on her name. Our relative we just saw yesterday.
Ran.
Yes. Hi, Ran. If you're listening.
No, not the same school.
No.
Not at the same time that I know of. I don't recall.
Okay.
That.
Okay. You guys just hung out a lot back in those days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her, me, and Danny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The three of us.
Yeah. What was that like?
It was a blast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rayanne is always just a bundle of energy every time I see her.
So is Danny, too, a lot.
Yeah,
he had his moments, but I really enjoyed him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Rayanne's just great to have around. That's part of one of the reasons I really enjoyed you guys coming into town is, like, you were always, like, really, you know, high energy, laughing, having fun. Like, you just always enjoy life, you know?
I try to.
Yeah, and it's clear, you know? So, yeah, whenever you would come and visit, like, it was always like, hey, yeah. So, I mean, by the way, not to say that Aunt Sally and Sue aren't cool, you know? You know, when I think of the cool aunt, Linda's the first thing that pops in my head. No offense. But, yeah, and then, you know, seeing, you know, the cousins, of course, was always great seeing, you know, because there wasn't a whole lot of other LeBaron relatives, really, that I remember too much, you know, like, my stepfamily was always much, much bigger than my, like, regular family, you know, so, yeah, it was always a real, real treat when you guys would come into town. But what do you guys remember about I guess, you know, early life and visiting Illinois from California?
Well, I know that we visited when we were really young, and I don't remember exactly those visits, like when we were really, really young, like 2 or 3, I think, is when the first time we came. But But I remember, like, one of my earliest memories of visiting here and visiting you guys was when Brian worked at a church that had a cemetery out front.
Oh, was that Florence?
Florence Station.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Florence Station.
I remember there was, like, this separate area, and I don't remember it being, I think it was, like, outside, but it was, like, a building. Mm-hmm. It almost reminded me of just, like, a separate kids' clubhouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there was I forgot about that. There was a shed. Yeah, there was a little shed right outside of the parsonage, and we would just always hang out there.
It was always fun.
Run around, and...
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the trails with us across the street? There was, like, the wooden trails, and... Mel would always be, like, making up, like, some stories or something while we were going through them and stuff.
I don't remember the stories, but I do remember...
We didn't do it all the time.
We spent one Easter sometimes. There, and we did Easter egg hunting in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Super funny.
Well, we really enjoyed that cemetery. Like, we spent... surprisingly, we spent a decent amount of time in cemeteries as a kid. Like, it sounds morbid, but it's not really, you know... Because our grandma on my mom's side, they live next to a cemetery. So, like, every time we were at grandma's house, it's like, oh, you want to go walk around in the cemetery for a while? And, you know, that's a thing to do.
Didn't Grandpa and Grandma LeBaron live across from a cemetery or kind of catty corner?
They lived...
from one?
Actually, it'd be down the street about a mile from Chapel Hill, where they're laid to rest at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Freeport.
I saw coming in here in the Polo, there was quite a big cemetery nearby here. That was
Fairview.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the biggest cemeteries I've seen in the country, or in, you know, country.
Rural living.
Rural. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was impressed. But we also used to do the inappropriate thing where we would drive by cemeteries and hold our nose or whatever, because, you know, I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's just a dumb. It's just a dumb thing that kids do. Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah. No, I mean, we always had a good time hanging out with you guys when you came into town. But yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the that questionnaire thing that you sent Grandpa that I keep on alluding to.
It's about a book. It's a book.
Yeah, you mentioned that the other day. Could you explain like where you got the got the idea to send it to Grandpa and like, you know.
Well, I just ran across that book. I really don't know where, if it was from a thrift store or something. And at that point in time, I was doing a lot of scrapbooking.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be fun to scrapbook that book.
Yeah.
And attribute it, you know, to Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was working on it, and he said to me one time when I was talking to him, he said, you know, Linda, I just can't do this. I can't write that much. I'll do it online for you.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a CD he did.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned that the other day. I hope you can find it or whatever. You mentioned the dad had maybe got one too. Did?
Yeah.
No? Or do you not?
I don't recall that.
Oh, okay.
He told me that he made one also for you because the book was for one person. So he answered those questions in reference to you, too.
So is there a CD out there of questions?
Must be. I'll look at the hard drive of that computer.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Interesting. But it was a really inspiring document. Like the answers he did, you know, type out was a really inspiring document because it had like a lot of really cool stories that I didn't know about. You know, it had things about his childhood, about his faith. Like it was a really, when we found it on the hard drive, we felt like we struck gold. Like me and Mel found it on the hard drive, and we're like, wow, this is like his whole life, you know. And actually, Sue, his little sister, I saw at the reunion yesterday. She was really appreciative because there were some stories in there that she hadn't heard before, too. So, it was really cool that you had that idea. And that's kind of part of what sparked me into, like, making, like, this particular podcast because, like, I wanted to, you know, get into that story and, you know, because Grandpa was, you know, obviously a hero of mine. You know, he was the...
one of mine too. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah, yeah. I think that he's a lot of people's heroes, and because he's just. I mean, when I went to the funeral of his, it was a real eye opener to see just how many people that his life like touched. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know that was a really really cool idea, and you know it's ongoing. Of course, I'm gonna do the second part right when I get back home or whatever. But. Yeah, you know, that's...
couldn't we do one through...
what's that?
A conference call, we could do one?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to figure that out. I haven't quite got to the point where I'm like, podcasting with people over the internet yet. That's a step that I really need to take because that's what everyone is doing these days. They're like, just email someone across the country and like, hey, you want to do a podcast together? So I'm not quite at that point yet, but I'm gonna get there. I'm doing it a little more old school, where everyone's got to be in the
what
same
is
room.
Old school.
Old school.
Oh, old school.
Old school. No, but let me. I wanted to talk about another story that kind of inspired me to kind of rethink what I was doing in life. This is kind of a funny one because like when you were over one time. I was kind of talking about all the different things I wanted to, like, you know, pursue in life. Like, I was talking, like, oh, it would be cool to be in, like, the Peace Corps. Or it would be cool to, like, you know, maybe get into law. And, like, I was kind of throwing out all these kind of grandiose things. And you just looked at me and you're like, you're such a bullshitter. And, like, and it kind of took me aback for a second. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, I guess. And like, it kind of forced me to, like, really kind of, reevaluate like kind of how I was like pursuing things is like, yeah, I should probably focus on like one or you know, the thing that I can actually get to, you know, and actually
I'm good at being honest.
Yeah, exactly. That's you know, one of the things I've always appreciated about you is you're always, you know, just very, very like frank, and you speak your mind, and you know, that's always been great. So like, you know, after that, like, it kind of like, you know, I had to kind of like think like, okay, like, what am I actually good at? Like, what can I actually do? You know, like, and actually bullshitting is very good for podcasting. It also reminded me, like, I am good at bullshitting, and like, you know, that's something that I can maybe apply to something else, you know? So, yeah, that was like a really, that's a story I think back to a lot in my own head. Cause it just really took me aback and forced me to think, you know, but, yeah, you've always been cool about that stuff. Do you remember much about your life in Illinois before you moved out to San Diego? And
I remember some good things, some bad things.
Yeah, yeah.
I was living with Dad and Joanne because my mom had left.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so I lived with them. My mom left, and I got...
Yeah.
My stepdad at the time, which is a different one, took and dumped me off at Grandma's house, Grandma Vasily, because Mom left me there with him.
Yeah.
And then Dad and Joanne took me in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Brian was born yet. I don't recall.
Do you remember anything?
I remember an interlude where you lived conjointly with us.
Yeah. That was when I was 16, 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't remember what, like, the, like,
that's when prior interlude, no.
Oh, okay, okay. And what was it like living together after, you know, a little gap like that? You know, like, did you guys, like, get along, like, right away? Or did you guys kind of need time to...
He was too young to even notice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's kind of doing his own
thing. I think
his
so.
Own thing. Yeah, he's rather young.
Yeah, yeah.
In my own world.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, you guys seem, you know, very close now. I've always liked, appreciated the fact that you guys make the effort to talk to each other and, you know, visit each other all the time. You know, I try to maintain those kind of values with my siblings and stuff, and try to see my siblings whenever I can. Yeah, you know, I love my siblings. I love my family. Like, it's you know, I always try to make that priority, you know, making the time to go visit. I need to visit you guys soon. Speaking of, I need to go out and go to California soon here. Which Mel's in California right now, which is crazy.
Like, yeah, she showed up the day we were leaving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a weird coincidence of things. Yeah. She just didn't contact anyone out in California?
She contacted us. She just didn't ask before. Like, normally, every single time she comes, she calls and says, hey, is this a good week? Or I'm thinking about coming this weekend. Yeah. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
And she didn't. And this time she's like, oh, I booked a ticket and this is the time I'm going to be there. And I was like, but Mel, we're leaving. Like, we're going to be leaving that same day.
Yeah.
So yeah, she has a friend that she
brought. That's right. Yeah, she has a friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good chance for her to go have a friendcation.
Yes.
Yeah, Scott's about to go have a little friendcation himself. About to Seattle to visit Josh. Shout out to Goober out there if you're listening. But another thing that was really was cool was a couple of years ago when Mary, you got married, coming out to California and meeting like the whole gang, you know, like because I, you know, I knew about, you know, obviously like you, like Linda and you guys and JJ and stuff, but like I didn't know like Raphael that well, like I didn't know anything about Uncle Steve, I didn't know, you know, any of the other people out there, and it was a really like, you know, eye-opening experience. Well, no, like I remember like Uncle Steve, you're like, hey, he's kind of odd, but you know, he's whatever. And then like, you know, we got along with him like just immediately, cuz he's, you know, just as weird as we are, you know.
We're a little weirder.
A little weirder. Yeah. Rest in peace, Uncle Steve, but yeah, it was a really, really cool experience being out there with you guys and meeting everyone.
Him and I grew up together.
Rafa,
we spent time together, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only got just that little, that he one was, vacation to see him.
He was raised
yeah.
by his grandmother, and
okay.
So I would always see him.
Yeah,
anywhere, you know, or he'd come to our place and spend the summer wherever we lived.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so everyone kind of took care of him.
Yeah, yeah. Was that is that the kind of I guess family environment that you guys have out in, you know, San Diego? Like everyone, you know, you guys see each other a lot. Obviously,
we're very close.
Yeah,
we spend a lot of time with each other, and I definitely feel like we're the type that always takes care of one another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Megan and I grew up. Obviously, my mom was a single mom, so we didn't have like a father figure in our life. So when we were young, Grandma Niebuhr and my grandpa Phil, they watched us very young, and they were our caretakers, and we would go every Friday night or every other Friday night. We'd spend the night with them and do different things with them.
Yeah.
And then anytime as an adult, since my grandpa's passed, Raphael's always been there for us if we needed him for anything.
Yeah.
And we're really close with Christine and Miranda. Yeah. Miranda's pretty much like our sister, so we spend a lot of time with them.
Yeah, yeah. How's Miranda doing?
She's doing good.
Yeah, last time I saw her was at her wedding. How's that? Everything going good?
Everything's good, yeah.
Awesome. But
he kills spiders.
Apollo's really good at killing spiders.
Oh no, she's saying that Raphael kills spiders for us because Megan just had to have Raphael come over because there was a huge spider at the house. And she called him over to kill it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of relationship you guys have.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You can just call on him anytime to come over and kill a spider.
Yep.
Yeah, those are the types of people you need in your life.
Yeah.
If they're not going to do it for you, they're not.
They're not worth it. Yeah. They don't care that much that they're not going to come over and hit a spider.
Yeah.
For me, it's like all about how big the spider is, you know?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Was it huge?
Like, I'm not afraid of much.
Yeah.
But it was big.
Yeah. I was just hearing about some like Australian spiders on a podcast, and it's just like,
Don't go to Australia.
Yeah, yeah. The more I hear about, like, I've wanted to go there, but like, the more I hear about it, it's like, oh man, it sounds like living Land of the Lost or something.
Yeah, you're gonna die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You better have a tour guide, otherwise you're gonna have some problems.
This is the picture that they showed. It's smushed already, so it's definitely smaller.
Yeah, that's
so when the legs are fully extended out, it like doubles its size, and you're like, holy night, and it's coming at me, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's terrifying.
It's coming at me.
Yeah, my rule is like if they're above me, like, you know, far enough above me, I leave them alone. But if they get in my like bubble, it's over. I'm sorry. Like,
game over.
Like, you should know not to get close to a big human that can smash you. So, but I'm Raphael's hilarious. We ate a lot of me, him, and Uncle Steve hung out quite a bit on our trip out there. But do they live like pretty close by then? Everyone pretty. Like close to San Diego area.
We're all within 5 minutes apart.
Yeah, very
close to one another.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, it's nice to know also that if I ever want to go out there, I know a few people. You know, I actually have family. Mm-hmm. That's nice. You know, I actually have two other friends that have family in a similar area, and we really need to like put together a friend trip that just goes out and meets all our families. But I don't know if they care about meeting my families necessarily. But it's always been good to have you guys come into town. I guess we can start wrapping this up if you want. I usually have like a game or something to wrap up my podcast, but I couldn't think of anything.
Are you playing that music?
No, that was not me. That was a ghost, I think.
That was Kathy's cell phone.
Oh,
yes.
Toning off.
Yes, that was Kathy. Kathy, my stepmom, Kathy LeBaron, I guess. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why I didn't know that. But Yeah, I guess we can just sign off everything. Thanks for doing this, Linda. You're a continuing inspiration for me.
Oh,
and
I've
enjoyed having you with my aunt and my cousins. I love you too. Thanks for being on. Love you, Dad. Thanks for being on.
You're welcome.
All right, everyone, say bye vaguely into the microphone. Bye.
Bye.
Who's vaguely?
Thank you for listening to Hero Worship. Special thanks to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for the music. For more information or to let us know what you think, visit soundcloud.com/Hero Worship Podcast. Please join us next time, and remember, if you have a hero in your life, make sure you let them know it. This has been a Revolver Audio production. Executive producer Brad LeBaron. For more podcasts, visit soundcloud.com/Revolver Audio. Or to support new content, visit ko-fi.com/Revolver Audio. Revolver.